building walls and debate winners and losers.
Hello, welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for October 7th, 2016. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Well, you got through it.
Yes,
and
I
that's
did.
That's the important part.
I was trying to enunciate. Enunciate.
I know what that means.
Okay.
That's adorable. Thank you, Janine. Thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Let's jump right in, shall we?
Yes, you had comments.
Comments. Well, okay, we started the week by talking about building a wall, but not in the way you think. Canada is going to build a wall and make us pay for it, apparently. I'm joking, of course, because the number one Google thing was, or is...
Moving to Canada. Well, it's not number
immigrant.
One, but it comes up very quickly. You put Canada and moving to comes up.
Yeah?
Yes.
So people commented on this, did they?
They did. Al Nala said, "We all know that those claiming to move to Canada if XXX or YYY wins won't, as those who have so claimed earlier didn't."
Right. I mean, I can remember, was it Alec Baldwin who said if Bush was reelected, W was reelected in 2004, he was moving to Canada?
Correct.
And I'm trying to think of something else. Who is the guy? He's on one of the CSI show things. He's one of those guys. And he said he was going to leave. And
I don't remember,
didn't.
But you just can't go. Anyway,
you can't.
I think you have to actually go through a process.
Could we go? I mean, we're old. Do they want us?
I don't know because I have not actually looked into it. I just saw that.
Well, we need to find out.
Well, I don't know. Well, I always find it very interesting though, because people say they're going to leave, and in this particular case, I thought, well, people are just going to leave if Trump wins. But we actually have some friends whose cousins have already been in the process of trying to figure out if they can move. If Hillary wins,
yeah,
which
well,
sort of surprised me.
No one's going to move if Gary Johnson wins. Have you
no,
noticed this?
They'll all just stay here.
Just because it'll be a joy. Yeah. We had a son and his wife were going to. She was attending school in New Zealand, and we were looking at just for kicks to see if we could immigrate there.
And there we were too old.
Yeah, they don't. They just. I mean, that's ageist, isn't it?
Well. No, I think you have to have a good bit of money, and if you don't have a job, then you also have to have... They just don't want old people, because I think...
That's ageist.
I guess, but they did make an exception for, and my mind has gone blank on his name, the actor who was Riff Raff in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, gosh, what's his name? You're right. Okay, we are old.
Yes.
This is why they don't want us, because we can't remember anything. Anyway, so Prickly City goes on through the course of the week, and we talk about the debates. Now, here's the thing. I have to remind people that I write Prickly City roughly 2.5 weeks ahead of time. So I had to kind of guess how those debates went, and I had both sides saying they won. And also bemoaning the fact, I guess, that Gary Johnson wasn't there and should have been in there. And we had a lot of comments on this, right?
We did. Darson 54, because you commented that you had Honey Bunny saying that she won because she was brilliant and likable and coughed quite a bit.
Yes.
But he said Darson 54 said she won it on a command of the facts, a dignified demeanor and control of her emotions, and not one cough. More Kool-Aid Stantis. And Mogman 12 responded, "No, Trump won because Clinton had no facts." I love that you can be watching the exact same debate, and depending on your viewpoint, you see something different, although I have a hard time seeing how anyone could think Trump won.
Well, Trump won by demeanor. You know, if you're attracted to what he projects, then he probably won.
Well, I thought she did a very good job just sort of letting him talk, because kind of hung himself, with every word. And I thought her not arguing back and forth and just kind of, listen to what this guy is saying.
Yeah, no, like I said, it's, you know, listen to his tone, not his words. Mm-hmm. And if the tone appeals to you, then yeah, he probably won the debate.
Well, D. Blasetter, 74, said that, and Trump had the best facts, beautiful facts, huge facts, bigly facts.
Bigly, yes, he did. They were huge, believe me, huge, huge, believe me. You have to say believe me at the end of every sentence. What else did people say?
Said, a generation of Jerry Springer-like television, along with constant exposure to the advertising, has made many of us into lunatics.
Well, you know what? Actually has a great point in this. If Trump wins or comes pretty close, This could be the new paradigm for candidates going forward.
Oh, that's
and that's terrifying.
Very frightening. Well, Dog Day 88, again, I'll let him say something else because this was pretty good. He said, "Sometimes I feel like the aliens in the Twilight Zone episode, The Monsters Are Due on Maple Street, standing above the scene, watching the self-induced madness get worse and worse. The only way to avoid the horror of your own candidate is to concentrate on the horror of the other."
Yeah. We're voting. I mean, this is the choice we're given if you don't want to vote third party, and that is the lesser of two lessers. And it's a sad choice. It's terrible. I mean, you have two candidates who are roundly disliked, 60% for both of them, roughly. And it's what a choice. You should have a choice of someone who actually elevates you and someone who inspires you. And we don't have any of that right now. And frankly, I think the mainstream media is kind of picking on Gary Johnson. He's making some mistakes. And so I make fun of him in the comic strip, and even though I've endorsed him in the strip. You know, he has some stumbles and bumbles, but those are the only things that are getting reported on him. I really feel that there's a concerted effort by the press who has decided in mass that they hate Donald Trump. I get that. But their job is to report, not to decide who to diminish or who to elevate. And when it comes to Gary Johnson, in my humble opinion, well, not so humble, frankly, because I have a comic strip and editorial cartoons and a podcast. So apparently I'm not that humble at all. Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, I really do feel that they have decided that a vote for Gary Johnson is a vote for Trump, and Hillary must win. We must do everything in our power to make sure she wins and defeats Donald Trump. Well, that's not their job.
Well, they're not picking on Jill Stein.
They're not. And they, well, they have. Apparently, there's a recently a plane was supposed to go to, I think it was, I want to say Columbus, Ohio, and it ended up landing in Cincinnati. So
that's her fault?
I don't think so. I don't know that she was flying it. She was also, they paint her as an anti-vaxxer, and she's not. She apparently just in 2000, the report came out, the first question started to arise, is there a link between vaccinations and autism? She said, well, we don't know yet. She said, let's look at the facts.
Just look, right.
And now that the facts are in, she says, you know, clearly there's no connection. So, yeah, get your kid vaccinated. But
well,
the press again.
I think we should be able to hear from third parties. I think it's just not fair to the American people not to get to hear everything and make a choice.
Well, could you imagine Gary Johnson on that stage and Frank and even Jill Stein on that stage during the debate? You would have had this, and the one coming up this Sunday is going to be a town hall setup. It would be wonderful to hear everyone and all these different ideas being debated and discussed. It'd be great. It really would. I mean, you know, then, you know, Donald Trump would come in fifth, but
behind. But then Canada would not have to build a wall.
They wouldn't.
And make us pay for it.
They wouldn't. So there it is. Hey, listen, that does it for us at this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. I'm awfully glad that you listened in. If you want to check in on us, you can go to gocomics.com/Prickly City, or you can go to scottstannis.com. And if you want to drop us a line, go ahead and do so at PricklyCity@gmail.com. Am I forgetting anything?
Correct. No, I think you got. I think you've covered all the bases.
Cool. Well, thank you again for listening. And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.